Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to another episode of The Trade Paperbacks. All right. And we finally hit the Marvel, get the Marvel button here finally. And it's actually foreshadowing of the next month, actually, in a way.
Is it?
Don't want to give anything away. You know, I don't want to show my hand. Today we're talking about X-Force. This is X-Force number one, you read.
Number one.
And at
early 90s, I think.
Subtitle was A Force to Be Reckoned With.
Yeah.
How cheesy. All right. So I haven't read this comic in, I don't know, forever. So tell me your thoughts.
So I don't know, having not really read any Marvel comics, I am not super familiar with the format, and I don't know if I was supposed to be able to tell these characters apart from each other, apart from just the drawings. Like, the personalities all seem to be about the same. There's, like, a snarkiness, like a, you know, kind of a sarcastic one-upmanship sort of thing. But, like, I couldn't really tell anyone apart. They all seem to be basically the same person slapped into a different suit and just kind of fighting together. So it was a little bit chaotic. I really had a little bit of trouble following it. I kept losing track of, like, who's on what team and what's going on here. But it is episode issue one, I suppose.
So everybody's angry. So, yeah. Everybody's
snarky.
A little smart about everything. When they're fighting other people, those characters are also angry.
Yeah.
And response, you know, in kind of a smart aleck way. So I understand where you're coming from.
There's a lot more boom and pow in this issue than most of the comics that we've read so far.
So this character, one of the leader of X-Force and everything else, are you familiar with Cable at all?
No.
Okay. Cable is one of my favorite Marvel characters, always has been, for a very long time. Also my favorite character in Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Mm-hmm. And backstory-wise, I've always liked everything about Cable.
They did indicate a little bit of backstory from him in here, and there was like a little bit of like, oh, the team doesn't know certain things about me. And I was like, okay, now you're actually getting something. As opposed to just like, oh, we're jumping into a fight, and I don't know who's who, and I'm just like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
You know.
And they tried. You know, it is the first one. It does end on a little bit of a dramatic note with, you know, them calling for X-Force, or calling for Weapon X.
Weapon X.
But I think all in all, I mean, you know, it's a good introduction. It's something different. I mean, it's a spinoff of X-Men, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is the son of Cyclops.
Oh,
which
okay.
Which is an important thing to note. That I don't think they touch on.
In this, he's kind of an old man, because he has a son.
Correct.
That he talks about.
Yeah.
And it's like he was accidentally killed in the terrorist attack or something because the terrorists, like he joined the terrorists or something. I don't know.
Well, what did you think? I mean, did you enjoy it as far as...
Yeah, it was good.
There's some cool artwork.
Yeah,
Look at that page.
Yeah, the sideways, like the two-pager sideways thing. I thought that was actually kind of nice. It was different.
I feel like the future mutants. I think it's a. I thought it was a great angle to go.
Really well done artwork.
I think it's great.
And the pages are broken up in interesting ways, meaning it's not like just the same grid of cells again and again and again. But I don't know. It's just for me, it was a little hard to keep track of who is who and whose team are they on.
Especially when they look, very similar.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And I feel like maybe it would have made, I mean, I guess with a comic book, you only have so many pages and you want to get some action in the first issue. Mm-hmm. But like, I think it would have been easier for me to follow who is on what team if I had seen a little bit of backstory before they were fighting. Because like, it's just like, page one, they're fighting. And I'm like, I don't know who these people are. Maybe like you just get that over time and I'm just a complainer. But that's probably the niche that I'm filling in this show is I'm the complainer.
Well, somebody needs to be, because I was a fan of, you know, I own a lot of first issues, and this one isn't necessarily my favorite comic book or anything, but I like the X-Men. I didn't want to do the X-Men, right, mm-hmm. because that's too mainstream for the grab bag month.
Yep.
You know, I didn't want it to be like too, I didn't want to be too crazy about it. So I picked something that... was, you know, maybe people don't know about. Mm-hmm. People know the character from, you know, Deadpool 2, maybe, which was actually really well done, which I know you haven't seen.
I have not seen, correct.
Because you just don't watch anything, unless I force you to.
It's actually been like 3 months since I've seen any movie. So,
is it really?
Yeah, it actually has. Well, I mean, I was watching the Wheel of Time season 2, and that was like literally consuming all of my TV watching, and to be perfectly honest with people, most of the time, if I'm consuming content, it's going to be like YouTube or something. I just find myself less often able to sit down and watch a movie or a TV show. It's probably a personal failing, especially when I'm a host on a show of this sort. But I am reading the comic books, and you know, I enjoyed portions of it. I did enjoy getting a little bit of backstory, and they made the big enemy bad guy. Like significantly different enough that I was like, oh, I always was able to tell who he was.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
So would you put on your list of, you know, would you continue this series if you could?
I'd probably give it another 3 or 4 issues and see what happens. And I imagine that some of my concerns would be straightened out within 3 or 4 issues. And I would be able to tell kind of what's going on. And then by that time, hopefully you've got enough backstory that you'd be compelled enough to stick with it. So.
Now, as far as advertisements, it wasn't great. We have a Punisher Game Boy game.
Mm-hmm.
Game Boy.
Yep.
I can't imagine that was good.
It was punishing, I imagine.
We have, you know, several things to promote their own stuff, which is fine. I mean, that's...
Yeah, you stick, like, Marvel.
But you only do that when you can't get advertisers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But this is, like, issue one. Was this, like, the very first X-Force thing they ever did?
Well, I mean, it was hinted at. Like, when you deal with X-Men comics where Cable comes from the future, or Bishop, even, they make a point to, like, even in Days of Future Past... They make a point to say there's a group in the future, right? Mm-hmm. But
so they were like gearing up for this whole thing.
Yeah. Another ad that is in here is for Battletoads.
Yeah, I did see that, and I was like, oh man, that is a flashback. That's on the Genesis, right?
Well, actually, no, this is the first. This is the
Nintendo. That was the first one. Nintendo. Okay, wow.
And I wanted to read their ad. I did not. I'm not doing any IDW comics this month for this run, but so no turtles basically.
Mm-hmm.
But they will come up because I do have quite a lot of turtles comics.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be a point where we have to do like a week of this, a week of that, since we do 3 episodes a week. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But the ad goes compared. To Battletoads, turtles seem like pond scum.
Wow.
You know?
No, I do remember seeing that. I laughed a little bit. I was like, man, that's
I think it's so funny.
That's aggressive.
I'm going to get off on a little bit of a tangent. But I think it's so funny that all these things kind of mocked Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, such as Biker Mice from Mars and Battletoads. But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was a mock of Daredevil.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So when you look at Daredevil comics, right? So you have, he's ninja-like, right? And he had his mentor who taught him everything, who was named Stick. Okay, think about that for a second. The main enemy of Daredevil is the Hand. Okay?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yep.
And it's just like, for them to make, you know, a spoof of Daredevil, right? Not Stick, but Splinter.
Yeah.
Not the Hand, but the Foot Clan.
Right, yeah.
It was, you know, it was a joke, but it was a cool joke.
And it was super successful.
And then everybody is trying to, like, joke off of them, but they're a joke. It's like a joke of a joke.
Right, yeah.
And it just isn't as good. It really isn't. I liked Battletoads, though, as a game. It was fine. But it still isn't as good. We played Turtles,
people,
right?
People have always said that the Battletoads is, like, one of the hardest video games ever made.
I guess. I mean, when a game gets too hard, you just don't get, you don't keep the interest to try it, you know, like keep going. And there's very few games where I'm like, I have to beat this.
Yeah, that's true.
And I guarantee you Battletoads was one of those games that I was like, eh, I'm good.
Supposedly it was a lot of fun though. People still talk about it after all this time.
All right. So next time we are going to talk about something or other, and I'm sure it'll be equally as interesting.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. It'll be epic.